right, welcome back. Kind of a melancholy theme in that piece of music. Let me read this, and we're going to get started with David. David Icke's 1998 book, The Biggest Secret, I'm sure many of you remember that title, was dubbed the Rosetta Stone of conspiracy research for connecting the dots that allowed a much bigger picture to be seen by all who cared to see it. The Rosetta Stone, The Biggest Secret, discovered originally, of course, in 1799, revealed the language codes that allowed Egyptian hieroglyphics to be finally understood. Now, David's new book, about to be released, I believe it's December 7th, called The Road Map, presents a massive extension and expansion of The Biggest Secret, with the benefit of a further 30 years of full-time research done by David. The depth and breadth of this book is astonishing as it reveals both the interdimensional panorama of the conspiracy for human control and how we can break those chains to walk the road to freedom. Ever more people are looking at the maze of madness called human life and asking the big question, what's it all about? Who are we? Where are we? Why is the world as it is? Those are big questions leading to big answers, and David Icke has been asking them for much of his life, and especially since his gigantic awakening after 1990. The Road Map, that's the book, subtitle, Escaping the Maze of Madness. I couldn't read it. It was too small. The Road Map, Escaping the Maze of Madness. Right? That's the book, is the latest installment in David's really incredible journey to first expose the maze and then show us the way out. Only a relative handful could see the conspiracy for human enslavement when David Icke began as a figure of public ridicule, laughed at, mocked, and all the rest of it. But now the mist is clearing, for the phenomenal numbers of people who see the world is nothing like they have been led to believe all of their lives and believe that it is right now. So we're going to find out a lot in the book, The Road Map. It's a biggie, and David has gotten up at the ungodly hour of 4 a.m. Thank you, my friend, and welcome back.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, sir. Three words. I did 100 and you did 3. Okay, all right. So tell us about the roadmap, Escaping the Maze of Madness. And I do remember, I don't know how many of your books we've introduced on the program here over the decades, but it's been a lot. It's been quite a journey. And now, the roadmap. What's unique about this book beside 30 years of your research and 30 years more of insight into the satanic evil that is unfortunately running most of this planet?
Well, over the last, I'm coming into my 36th year now, you've been around pretty much as long, haven't you? Same period, I remember listening to your radio shows way back. I've always worked on the principle of whatever I know, there's always more to know. And what I see with so many people in the so-called alternative media is that they think they've got it. At some point, they say, I've got it now. No, you've got some of it. You've got more than you had before. But how can you say you've got it when there's always more to know? I mean, we're living in a reality where we can only see a tiny band of frequency, visible light, and from that, and it's ludicrously narrow, and from that perspective, we can come to the conclusion that we've got it all. And what I've seen, unfortunately, since COVID, is the takeover of the alternative media, with people coming in from the mainstream, very welcome, except that the mainstreamers who bought the COVID hoax then become the go-to COVID experts of these people who who've come in from the mainstream. It was extraordinary to me.
Yeah.
We've also also seen people who've been around for a long time being sucked in, very willingly it seems, into this this arena where, for me, what's been happening is the so-called Overton window, the basically what's accepted as normal and the focus. You have an Overton window of mainstream society, but the alternative media has an Overton window. And what I've seen is that being hijacked to focus attention that the conspiracy is only the political and financial level. And that's not where it's coming from. That's one way it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote the roadmap for a specific reason to say to people, look, all these different aspects of life, all these different things that you don't think are connected are actually connected, and this is how. And in fact, the conspiracy to enslave humanity is vastly greater than you are being led to believe by these new alternative, quote, stars who've come in and been algorithmically promoted and promoted through funding and exposure.
Absolutely.
While I'm banned from 30 European countries and Australia currently, and a lot more if I try to get in.
Wow.
Yeah, still, yeah. I would these stars who've come in get massive numbers through algorithmic support. I mean, my shadow banning on X now is ridiculous, but it's not for them. And you know, if we're going to be streetwise, we have to ask why that is.
Yeah, may I say something, David, real quick about that? This is a big issue to me. It bothers me a great deal. The alt news world is every bit as penetrated and corrupted, in my view, although differently, as the mainstream media. It's awful. And every day I come across yet another new podcast, or whatever the hell they call them now, people I've never seen before, never heard before, never seen their work before, and they're all repeating the same basic kind of rote material that the alt news media is now spewing. There must be 100,000 of them. I don't know how many there are, and it really bothers me. Any of you out there who have been watching understand full well that if somebody appears overnight, in quotes, with a big set, guests in studio, being flown into their studios, these are creations, a created opposition. It's all controlled, and the master of dot connection is David Icke. If you go down in history as nothing else, you've connected the dots, my friend, and that's no mean feat. Go ahead.
Well, the to connect the dots, as you well know, you have to be willing to say things you know that initially are going to get you enormous amounts of ridicule and abuse. But if they're not said, then with hindsight, people don't look back and say, actually, he was right about this, because you didn't say it because you feared what other people think. Mm-hmm. So not letting go of the prison that most people live in, which is the fear of what other people think, is absolutely essential. Like, you know, throughout the, well, I've been calling Trump out since he came on the scene politically in 2016, but throughout the campaign of 2024, I was pointing out and getting enormous ridicule and abuse for it, that Trump was a front man for the very deep state he claimed to be opposing. And what would happen when he came in is that, first of all, he would front up Silicon Valley oligarch billionaire AI agenda, which is exactly what he's done. He's owned by these oligarchs and various other people around the world, like Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia, and that he would do all the things he says he wouldn't do, and none of the things he said he would do, or most of the things he said he wouldn't do. Right. He's tried to pay lip service to his MAGA base here and there, but overwhelmingly he's going absolutely against what he claimed to stand for. You know, what we've seen here, this is what I was calling out. You had a group of people which after COVID was getting more and more expanded, who could now start to see that there was some kind of conspiracy. I mean, if you couldn't see it during COVID, well, you never see it, really. They had to be brought on board, because many of them were skeptical about the whole AI agenda. They had to be brought on board with the what I call the global cult agenda for total human control through a digital AI system. Right. So what you do is you put someone forward who's going to tell them what they want to hear, and that's what Trump's role has been. And you also had Elon Musk, who came in to support him with vast amounts of money, and also significantly, a couple of years before, was allowed, and it was allowed because the deep state controlled it blatantly, allowed to buy Twitter, now X. And if you remember, Musk came out, positioned himself some years back now as the AI skeptic. I'm very worried it could be the end of humanity. But now he's turned X. Anyone wants to look at it. And his algorithms on X are turned to full blast. So that's everywhere. Millions of views every post. He's turned X into a propaganda arm of the AI agenda. He's promoting it over and over, day after day after day. And, you know, if you were this global cult, this global network of secret societies with an interlocking leadership, ultimately, you would have looked at the situation during COVID and you'd say, well, hold on a minute. We got a problem because too many people are waking up to the fact there is a conspiracy. And two, we've got to get those people somehow on board with our agenda. So you would say, well, okay, so how do we do that? Right. Well, we can't do it through the mainstream media because this gathering group of people have contempt for it. You never got to tell them what to believe through the BBC or MSNBC or Fox News. It ain't going to happen. So who do they listen to? Well, they're starting to listen to this alternative media. Right. Well, we've got to take that over there. And so in came all these people, like I say. And, you know, you make a good point a few minutes ago, Jeff. I am seeing, and you'll be the same with your shows, I'm seeing breaking news stories from these people who've hijacked the thing that were in my books in the 1990s. I mean, it's now breaking news. I mean, I've just seen Tucker Carlson doing an interview, breaking news, chemtrails. What? What are you talking about? It's been circulating. All the time you were at Fox, it was circulating. All these other things now, you're breaking stories. You've got Candace Owens, who went to Jerusalem in 2018 with Charlie Kirk and posted on the internet how she was there, they were there to celebrate the moving of the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and that they noted, or she noted, that there were no elected Democrats there, so we won't forget that. Now suddenly she's all over Israel, and she's all over Israel getting massive numbers, clearly not algorithmically suppressed. Well, I've had events cancelled all over the world since the mid-1990s for saying the same. And it's and pointing out Israel's agenda and the greater Israel agenda. And if you're kind of relatively new to this arena, and a lot of people are because COVID triggered them to come in this direction, then you will think this is new news. You think this is breaking news. And so what they've done, because, you know, okay, we will cut and run here because, you know, this information is circulating. If people want to go and find it, well, there it is. So what we'll do is we'll have this Overton window held here and no further at the point of politics and finance, etc. And we'll stop people going beyond it, where the real pennies drop of actually how vast this conspiracy is. And with the understanding of the scale of it comes the understanding of the answers to it. Because, you know, I'm not someone who looks for solutions. I think we're drowning in them. I look for causes. What's causing the problem you want to remove? Because if you remove the cause, the problem must go with it. And it's a situation that you know, I have been very vehement about, because it's very, very important, because they have hijacked so much of the information that would set people free.
They have information, reality, the most valuable commodity on the planet, and it's managed and controlled, if not outright created, at their beck and call. They do whatever they want. They own it all. They own everything, virtually. You said something earlier which is critical to what I've always believed, and you have too, and that's, unfortunately, many people live to be accepted and approved by others, by their peers. They are afraid to be criticized by other people. So they go along to get along, and they yield all right of independent thought and creative solutions. They just don't go there. They're afraid of rocking the boat and looking strange. And now, with the average person over here looking at their screens 7.5 hours a day, where is the individuality supposed to spring from that will free these people from that trap of being enslaved to the opinions of others, by the opinions of others, for the opinions of others? It's crazy out there. That's a big one. And it's there. People, as you know, every time they push a button, every time they're entrained and engaged by their screens, I call it terminal screen addiction, they get worse. They get weaker. The brain no longer functions like it did. It literally begins to atrophy. It degrades. This is a fact. And the controllers know all this. That's why they bait people with TikTok shorts. The shorts now, 20, 30-second little visual candies that people get hung up and start consuming. And the hours just vanish. The enslavement of humankind, as you know better than anybody, is more sophisticated, more clever, and more absolutely dominating than 95% of the populace will ever understand. That's my opinion at this point.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I've been saying over the decades that the whole foundation of human control is control of human perception. So this is we're at an important pivotal point here, because up to this stage, human perception has been manipulated by control of information. So we perceive what we do because we put together and form those perceptions from information received, whatever form of information that may be. If you can control what people's perceptions are, you control their behavior, because we behave as we do as we perceive as we do. And so the whole thing has been focused on controlling human perception. And, you know, COVID gave us a wonderful example of how easy it is to enslave people perceptually by telling them a bunch of lies. But you make sure that the lies are incessant and coming from all angles. And this is another point that you rightly say people don't get in vast numbers.
No.
Is the scale of control. No. We're talking about something that's been expanding its power century after century, not even decade after decade. And it's reached a point now of political and communication control and corporation control, where people would be absolutely shocked to realize just how deep and all-consuming this control has become. And so you are in a situation now where they want to go to the next stage, which is not controlling information to form perceptions, dictate perception, but to connect people in the terms of their brain and body to artificial intelligence so that they get their thoughts, their perceptions, and their emotional reactions direct from artificial intelligence, the hive mind I've been warning about all these decades, that's now unfolding. And this is what people like Musk are promoting. I know that Musk is promoting the idea that the AI will take over all jobs, but it don't matter because there's the universal guaranteed income, and it's going to be a really big income, and you'll be free to do. Oh, come on, man, you liar!
You know what the word, David? You know what the word they're using now? The AI is going to bring the age of abundance for all. That's their new trick. Abundance.
It is their new trick, and it's exactly what I said would happen. During this Trump period, as they really focus and targeted this skeptical mentality that says, "Well, I'm not so sure about this AI." Oh no, it will be great. And so, what you've got the soft sell of Elon Musk, and you've got the hard sell of people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab for many, many years, and Ray Kurzweil at Google. All these people who are saying, if we fuse with AI, we'll be gods. And then you've got that's the hard sell. The soft sell is the skeptical, at least for a while, Elon Musk, who says, well, I'm fear it could be the end of humanity, but, and this is the key word, but AI becoming more intelligent than humans is inevitable. And if we don't fuse with humans, then humans will die out. So trust me, because I'm the skeptical one. You know, I've always said it could be the end of humanity, and I'll do it right. So now he's pushing in his multi-million posts on X how his Grok AI will always tell the truth, whereas, you know, these other AIs won't. You know, the AIs run by the people that this target group I've always been skeptical of, you know, your Googles and your Facebooks, Meta, etc. So he's setting himself up as the good guy in a good cop, bad cop scenario.
Watching it is
an absolute head shaker because it's so blatant. It's so obvious what's going on.
Can't see the forest for the trees. You got it. And I want to mention a couple other names here, not just hang on Musk. We have to mention Sammy the Altman at OpenAI, right? Sam Altman. He's another one. Larry Ellison, a big player at Oracle. Masayoshi Son, his tech at SoftBank. There's another one. Google, Satan's Throne, NVIDIA, Microsoft, Anthropic. There's a bunch of them out there. And do remember also that Trump, in his big, beautiful bill, made it now a law that not one of the United States, formerly United States, can stand in the way of unmitigated AI advancement for the next 10 years. It's a crime. if they try to slow down the growth of AI for the next 10 years. That was signed into law.
Yeah, I have a section in the roadmap which takes apart all the people you mentioned and others besides.
Yeah.
Like I say, I was saying all the way through the campaign, this guy Trump, he's going to be the front man for this AI oligarch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took 2 days for Trump to wheel out Larry Ellison and Sam Altman.
It's true. It's 2 days. There they were.
To announce right. this Stargate project. We've since had a major White House statement promoting AI and saying it's going to be at the center of this regime's focus. And now we've got Mission Genesis, which is another AI operation announced by the Trump regime. And, you know, you've only got to look at Trump and look at his extraordinary all over the place statements about everything, where he can't hold a thought for very long before suddenly he's talking about something else. And you think, well, hold on a minute. What are you talking about now? I asked you about this.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, he's obviously cognitively unraveling. He's obviously, in terms of his health in general, unraveling. But right. and people should ask themselves, I know that they are, you know, people are more and more saying, well, hold on a minute. Trump's going a bit strange here. More strange than he ever was in terms of his cognitive abilities. Mm-hmm. But ask yourself, there's 350 million people, probably more, in the United States. And yet, somehow, we've had Biden, who clearly was absolutely not here and not with it, as president, followed by Trump, who's clearly increasingly not with it. And first of all, that means they are really easy to manipulate through handlers like Stephen Miller and Howard Lutnick in terms of economies
absolutely.
ISIS.
Yep.
And
don't forget Susie Wiles. There's another one.
Except with Biden. I mean, Biden, like Boy George Bush, was an obvious example and confirmation that presidents are not running the show, right? They're front people. And Trump's role with his bombast and his arrogance and telling people up to a point and not anymore what they want to hear. He was just doing his job. The point is that in the shadows, the people running Biden are the same people running Trump. And therefore, if you look at it, this is one of the great things, the points about what's happened with the alternative media, Jeff, is that, you know, we were aware over the decades since the alternative media, because when you and me started, there was no alternative media. There were just a few disparate individuals, right? So,
right.
But it became aware overwhelmingly that actually countries are one-party states. I point out with the background evidence in the roadmap that actually it's a one-party world, but it's a one-party state therefore, as they used to say in America when I first traveled there in the 90s to talking about this, it doesn't matter who you vote for, the government still gets in. And that's exactly, we need to see that left and right are different means, routes, and excuses to get to the same end. Same with Musk, soft sell, hard
sure.
sell, game.
Sure.
And so, we have now seen, since this hijack happened, we've seen the regression of that mainstream focus of the alternative media back into the left-right puppet show. So now I hear people like Alex Jones saying that deep state is the Democrats. I mean, are you having a freaking laugh?
I can't watch it.
Telling us something you know not to be true, or you actually believe it, which is in many ways even worse given the evidence. So it's something that I've watched this regression into the left-right puppet show and into the focus only on politics and finance, etc. And what it's done is create this barrier, this here and no further barrier, to stop people going beyond it and realizing, actually, you think you're being manipulated politically. The very reality you think you're experiencing is the foundation of the conspiracy, because it's nothing like you think it is and we experience it as.
Well said. Exactly right. No, I have watched it like you have, and they're turning it into a more intense carnival show all the time. The push to divide this country is so well done now. The country is fragmented in half. When you look back and just play games here for a moment, the total vote count in the last election was Donald Trump 77 million and Kamala Harris 75 million. It split the country in half. It's right there. Now everybody's polarized. You're either on one side or the other, and they're pushing constantly to further define and sharpen the differences, with idiots after idiots being paraded forward. It looks like now that the majority of younger people, whatever that means anymore, are going to vote what they call socialist in 2028. That probably means something like Gavin Newsom and AOC on a ticket, like that. And J.D. Vance on the other side, we don't know. We'll find out. But it's all a freak show, friends. It doesn't matter. These are all puppets. They're all diversion. They're characters in a soap opera that is really getting to be rancid and old. Jeez, and people never catch on to it. They keep running on to the next diversion and saying, look at this. They don't get it.
This is what I say when I said people overwhelmingly don't realize the scale of the control. They still think that there is genuine opposition against whoever's in power. And I'll tell you what's interesting, because we have in Britain a so-called left-wing government in Keir Starmer, who's just being exposed, you may have seen, with his Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, as lying blatantly to the public.
Yeah,
about
I saw it yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
£20-30 billion black hole in finances. Mm-hmm. He's increased taxation to fill. And it turns out that that's not the case at all. She was lying all along. And, you know, you talk about kind of basically idiots in government. And you look at the Trump cabinet and you look at the Starmer cabinet, and there's not a brain cell on active duty between them, right? Because if you don't want sharp-minded, aware people in government, because they might think, hold on a minute, what's happening? Why am I being pressed to do this? It's obviously not good for people. So you want puppets, and you want people who are not that bright. You'll have one or two in there that are more sharp-minded, who are orchestrating the whole thing. But overwhelmingly, you don't want bright politicians, because don't have an original thought in their head, then they're at the mercy of those in the shadows that are pushing these agendas. So you've got this left-wing, apparently, so officially, government in Starmer, and in America you've got a right-wing government in Trump. So what's happening is Trump is using the left to justify tyranny, to justify putting troops in the streets, and to justify his policies of the tyrannical policies against the left. It's the left. That's the problem. And people like Alex Jones, of course, have massively been promoting this. It's the left. And then in Britain, you've got Starmer using the right as the excuse to do the same. He's using the right as the excuse to jail people for internet posts. Yeah. And me. And so it doesn't matter if it's left or right. These are just labels for the same, you know, masks on the same face. You just use the opposition as the excuse to introduce tyranny. And it's happening both sides of the Atlantic, and it's just being justified in a different way. And this is how the whole thing works. You know, the root, the rhetoric, the excuses may be different between left and right, although not as different as you would think. But the direction of travel is exactly the same. And so pulling people, as this alternative hijack has done, into seeing the left as the problem or the right as the problem is all part of this diversionary tactic. Because if you look at people like Ray Kurzweil at Google, some years ago he talked about the fusion of humans and AI happening in the period of 2030, which is, of course, a big year for them, a target year. And now we're coming towards the end of 2025. They are looking for as many diversions as possible and as many excuses as possible to impose this, in many ways, final tyranny of connecting AI to human awareness to the point where AI is dictating what you think and what you feel. And so in these next 4 years or so, you're going to see more and more diversions. And in the background, you know, I mean, one of the things I expose in the roadmap are the connections between these people, so-called PayPal mafia, how they came out of South Africa. They came out of South Africa and Southern Africa around the same time. You're talking Musk, you're talking Thiel.
Good work, yes.
Bota, who is of the same family as Pik Botha, who was the last foreign minister in apartheid South Africa. You're looking at David Sachs, the guy who's been appointed as the AI crypto czar of Trump. I mean, he's surrounded by these people who are pushing this agenda. And what I'm seeing, and I saw this with the Musk buying X, the alternative media before that was very skeptical of Musk. I saw people making speeches and videos saying, you know, Musk is not your friend because, you know, he's pushing the transhumanist agenda. Soon as he bought Twitter X, massive psyop that was, and started letting people back, shadow banning those who had something really important to say, suddenly the alternative media in vast areas was saying, No, Trump's on our side. Musk's on our side. Musk is a free speech absolutist. He believes in freedom of speech. And the whole thing sort of then started to change where, you know, the people that were pointing out his transhumanist agenda before were no longer doing so. No, he's on our side now. It was a massive, massive, unbelievable psyop. I mean, all it takes is for people to say, okay, so the deep state controlled Twitter before Musk. Yeah, of course he did. It was obvious. All these people, yeah, okay. So why did this deep state controlling Twitter, why did they sell it to Musk, who was claiming to be a free speech absolutist? And if you look at Musk's connections, I'll tell you another thing that I point out in the book. His grandfather, Joshua Alderman, was, of course, operating out of Canada. and promoting something called Technocracy Inc. Because another reason why so many moronic people are put into government is they're working to break down public confidence in politics and politicians, elected politicians, because they want to go to a point where government is run by appointed technocrats, no longer by elected politicians. And by the way, Nigel Farage and his Reform Party, which if there was an election now would be the government, they're saying openly that if they became the government, then half the cabinet, around half the cabinet, would be appointed technocrats, in my words, appointed experts.
Really? Right up front. You know, well, no more secrets.
People. This is straight off the agenda. So you are seeing this whole agenda unfold using these different excuses and different rhetoric, when actually everyone's moving in the same direction. And where we are is at a point where we've got to start to realize that actually the same force is working through all these apparently different organizations, political parties, whatever, to the same end.
Evil.
And if we don't, understand that, we don't see how it works, then we're going to just get manipulated, fighting each other. Oh, it's the left. No, it's the right. Into this dystopia. So as I was saying, his grandfather, Musk's grandfather, Joshua Alton, was part of this Technocracy Inc. He was Haldeman was a supporter of Hitler and went to South Africa because he supported, after the war, because he supported apartheid. And this Technocracy Inc. came up with a map of an area that they wanted to be a quote technate. And the idea under a world government is to break the world up into these multi-country sections.
Zones.
So if you look at the map of Haldeman's operation, and of course it had connections into Columbia University and America and everything, then at the bottom is Venezuela and Colombia. It goes up through Panama, up through Central America, up through Mexico, up through the United States, obviously, up through Canada, and the top of the technate is Greenland.
That's right. I'm with you.
And so suddenly, he's going for Venezuela for the oil. Yes, that is massively part of it. But it's also creating this this zone of control. And the other parts of the world are planned to do the same. And yes. You will remember this. I mean, it's a real head shaker, Jeff, to see people in the so-called alternative media who've been around for a while and who were at one point railing against the North American Union, the fusion of into one entity, Canada, United States, Mexico, etc., who are now supporting it because Trump's saying it. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah, okay. And then you've got, again, I keep bringing him up, but it's actually very relevant, Alex Jones, saying he supports regime change in Venezuela when and wants the feds to start kicking doors down, when all these years he has been railing against the feds kicking doors down and regime change wars. I mean, it's what? So you know,
he gets instructions, David. You know this. One of the things I helped launch Alex Jones. I had him on this program every month for 2 or 3 hours for 2.5 years when he was nowhere. And he was Mr. Nice Guy and all the rest of it. And I kind of look back on that and wish I didn't do it, but it's in the past, long, long ago. So I know exactly what he's up to, without dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's, but I understand in general. He's a player, as you well know. They're all players. Anybody of any substance or significance who is at a choke point, a crossroads of power or influence, they're all controlled or they're dead. If you get in the way, you're dead. It's that simple. I think the control is virtually absolute at this point. And unfortunately, I also view the general public mental acumen as not being up to the task any longer. Hopefully they'll read the roadmap. Hopefully they'll read your other books. Hopefully enough of them might wake up in time. But it's the clock is ticking.
Well, I have been encouraged in the last week or so with people who've wanted to interview me about the roadmap. Because it is connecting the dots over a vast number of subjects to show how it all fits together. It's available now, by the way, in the United States.
It's good. Okay.
Shipping
it's available now.
It takes a long time to get the books to America, but they're there and they're shipping now. So that's been encouraging because the way I've been received also is it's indicative of something that is going on among more awakening people, where they're going, well, Trump's not what we thought he was, so what now? And the what now is the potential gateway to the real scale of the cesspit.
Well, they're asking the right question.
As people, it's so important that people realize that politics is never going to be the answer because it was installed from the start to be the means to the problem. You had the control by monarchy, which was really easy because you just had succession by genetics. But then when humanity started to reject that, it became a bit more mature and said, no, we're not having rule by royal diktat. They introduced this political system. And, and they did it as a reaction to the rejection of royalty, but also because it's more subtle. Instead of having a king or a queen, because that's who you're going to get, now you are in control. You can vote for your government. And what happens is there's no contract with the people, so they can say what they like and promise what they like during an election campaign, just like Trump did, just like Starmer has done. And then they just do what they plan to do all along, and there's no comeback. And so if you are going to remove a right-wing government, then you vote for a left-wing government. And if you want to remove the left-wing government because they're doing the same as the right-wing government in direction of travel, then you've got to go back to the right-wing government. And it's a round and round the garden constant circle,
terrible.
Of control.
Politics Pavlovian is, all the way, yes.
Politics is there as a means for the population, which in totality could bring the whole system down overnight, to give their power to politicians, to then follow the agenda in its various forms. And if we don't realize that, if we don't grasp the politics is a means of giving your collective power away to a few people to run the show. If you don't do that, then, it's going to go on to its conclusion.
And that's not a very pretty conclusion at all. It's a fraud. It's a lie. It's a transfer of power away from the masses. It's taking their power. And nothing new there. But as the people, more and more, David, as you so well know, go into AI and start signing up to have an AI friend and a companion and all the rest of it, they're pulling even further away from reality.
It's extraordinary to me that you have people in the alternative media who say, ask Rock, ask AI a question about what's happening in the world. I mean, hello, what are you doing? You know.
Yep. Yes, sir. Good luck on the book, the roadmap. I do hope a lot of the more competent people in the alt world bring you on board and help you spread the word about that. Thanks for everything you do, my friend. We've been through a lot, and it ain't getting any easier. Let's put it that way.
No, but we are really facing the end game now, which is the AI control system. People go to davidicke.com. They can get the book within 2 days.
Great. Thanks, David. Get some sleep.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, cheers. Bye.
Yeah. Mr. David Icke. And, yeah, we've seen a lot. You've seen a lot. And it's quite a new and quite a challenging situation we now face. All right. That's it for tonight. Back tomorrow, December 2nd. Let's see what happens. Thanks for being here. Take care.